Welcome to the Lead for Pollinators podcast. This is Terry Lieberman-Smith, the Lead for Pollinators coordinator, and I'm here with Executive Director for Lead for Pollinators, Michelle Colopy, and we're here to talk about a save the date for October.
Thank you, Terry. Wonderful to talk with you again this morning. So October 24th and 25th, we are holding a conference titled Becoming 21st Century Leaders for Women Beekeepers and Women in Agriculture and Men in Beekeeping and Agriculture. I have spent the last 7 years talking with men and women in beekeeping and in farming, and I've interviewed them for news magazine articles, and they have told me the issues they encounter and the concerns they have, because our farming clubs and our bee clubs are becoming much more diverse. Certainly, women beekeepers are taking off in the community because women want to, as maybe gardeners, want to expand and support their backyard gardens or their community gardens, their hunger center gardens. So they have taken on beekeeping. And most of our clubs are now reflective of the population, and more than half the members in clubs are women, and they are beekeepers, not the wives of beekeepers. So the issues within clubs, certainly for the longevity, for the sustainability, is to how do we motivate, how do we welcome these new and diversely skilled members in our clubs to help sustain our clubs. So the old guard, the old ways of doing things in clubs has to change. We have got to move into the 21st century, and that's what this conference is all about, so that we can educate our current members and motivate our new members to become leaders, to take those leadership roles. How do we deal with the diversity, whether it's skill sets, ethnicities, religions, age, gender, so that our conference is going to address some of these issues that our women and beekeepers are finding. So that it's also about the volunteers we have in our organizations, because they're all volunteers. And we want to make sure we are supporting the diversity of skill set as well as the diversity of those individuals, so that when you have volunteers volunteering for projects, they're doing your newsletter, they are planning your club meetings, they are even just bringing refreshments, setting up the room, they're setting up your field day, they are some of your instructors. Are the club leaders now showing that appreciation? And how do you value those volunteers? How do you develop job descriptions for those volunteers so your clubs and your organizations are sustainable? So our conference is all about training folks in these things, in helping them understand how to communicate the club's message and marketing. So we are offering 32 different topics on the business aspect of running your own bee business, on the leadership side of running your own beekeeping association or farm association, and on the safety side as well, because as we bring in the diversity into our groups, you don't want the bullies pushing a certain agenda, whether it's a certain type of beekeeping or farming, or pushing the agenda of we've always done it this way. We have to grow into the 21st century. And that's what this conference is about, to inspire leaders, to give people the tools they need to become those sustainable, capable, competent, appreciated volunteers who are leaders helping our organizations grow in the 21st century.
So Michelle, what type of instructors will participants be able to sit in and listen to? What kind of backgrounds are we talking about here?
So we are having speakers who are professionally trained in their field. So if we're talking about setting up a business, it's going to be attorneys or CPAs who are giving you that guidance. If we're talking about accounting for your small business, it's going to be a QuickBooks expert who is going to guide you in how to set up the QuickBooks, understand, is your concept going to make you money? How are you pricing your honey or your hive products? So you will have that education from those accountant types. You will have it from the lawyers. You will have safety issues, even from a retired police officer, talking on how to deal with safety issues as you go out into bee yards and maybe you're coming across some curiosity seekers or some teenage vandals, or even someone stealing your hives. So that how are you going to interact with those people from a safe perspective, from your viewpoint, and especially for women who will, all beekeepers tend to sadly go out in their bee yards by themselves. So you want to practice those safety guidelines so that you can keep yourself safe and people know where you are. But there are times when you should not engage for your own safety. So we will have these experts training folks. This is not a how to become a beekeeper conference. This is how to market your products. This is how to generate a business, a sideline in beekeeping, in farming. This is how to be good leaders so that we can make our agriculture sustainable from the business and leadership side, as well as making sure, you know, we're doing all of the things you'll get in the other classes of how to plant pollinator habitat or how to plant without tilling, rotating crops. We're not doing that. There are conferences doing that. This is all on the business side of it. This is on the safety side, the leadership side. We need 21st century leaders.
Save the date.
Save the date for October 24th and 25th at Walsh University at the Barrett Business and Community Center in North Canton, Ohio. You can find out more information at our website, leadforpollinators.org.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you soon.